This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and it's going to be a doozy of a Tuesday, as you can imagine. Yes, we'll talk about the record-breaking Iowa caucuses last night. We have to honor the fallen here in a moment. We'll do that. We'll talk about the open racism here in America, not the kind you're thinking of. What's going on internationally, both with Iran and at the World Economic Forum. We're going to talk about Christians in America, illegals in Chicago, migrants is what they're calling them, illegals in New York, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do any of that stuff, the Iowa caucus stuff or anything like that, we have to do something really quickly here. This is something I had held off on, but Navy SEALs off the coast of Somalia, they were attempting to board a ship. There's all kinds of activity going on over in that part of the world right now with the Houthis and the Somali. There's a lot going on right now. And so our spec op types, the Green Beret types, the Navy SEAL types, we don't read headlines about them, but they're over there. They're over there doing various things. And two Navy SEALs two days ago, went missing. They went missing. They were boarding a ship, from what I understand. And you never know. They could be lying about these things. Sometimes for secrecy's sake, you do. But I've been reaching out to some people, and it sounds like this is really what happened. They were boarding a ship. It was not a training exercise. They were boarding it. As they were boarding it, huge wave came by, swept one of them off the side of it as he was boarding it. One of his buddies, saw him get swept off, went down into the ocean on purpose with him. And the reason I've held off on talking about this at all is because you're always holding out hope. In an incident like this, especially when you're dealing with Navy SEALs and training and the equipment, and you're always holding out hope that, hey, maybe they're okay. I am trying to be sensitive to the fact there's a chance their families or friends are listening right now, but they're probably not going to find them now. In talking to the friends I have in that community, they've kind of accepted this. It looks like they're gone. A couple things have hit me on it, and we're going to move on to Iowa caucus talk, but this is something we always try to open the show with if there are fallen we need to talk about. One, trying to board a moving ship. I mean, shoot, trying to board a ship that's stationary is a very difficult thing to do, a very, very dangerous thing to do. Things are rocking back and forth. Wind is blowing. Things are slippery. It's a very difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of training. It's nothing I could ever do. It's nothing I ever did. I'm not making myself part of that community at all. It's a really difficult thing they try to do, and it's dangerous, and people die when they do it. One, the man who got swept off, and two, his friend that joined his buddy. Man, that's incredible. That's heroism. I'm a father, as you know. My boys are 13 and 15. And the last thing I would ever want is for them to die young. Obviously, every father wants to outlive his sons. But I will tell you this. When I think about a man watching his friend be swept into a rough, dangerous ocean, and his instinct is to follow him down, I want to know how I can turn my sons into men like that. I don't know how. I'm not telling you I know how. I don't know what the ingredient is, but that's the kind of men I want to raise. So I want to salute tonight the families of those two heroes. And before we get to the Iowa caucus stuff, I know you will join me. Let's play some taps in their honor. Semper Fi, my brothers. All right, that's enough. All right, let's talk some politics, shall we? There are people I have to talk off the ledge tonight. Now I need to talk for a moment. Let's talk about reality. Reality is this, and this is going to be music to your ears for some. This is going to sound horrible for others. But again, this is a show where we tell hard truths. It is what it is. Everyone loves the hard truths when they're being told to someone else. No one loves the hard truths when it's being told to you, right? I don't like hearing hard truths about me. Hey, Jesse, you're losing your hair. Ouch, right? It sucks. The Republican primary is over. It is. Allow me to explain. The Ron DeSantis campaign sunk a fortune into Iowa. It was something they had to win. Even a close loss would probably have finished the campaign. You can't get blown out by 30. You can't. It's over. The Republican primary is over. If you're a Donald Trump fan, you love hearing that. If you're a Ron DeSantis fan, that hurts. If you're a Nikki Haley fan, screw you. I'm kidding. Look, it hurts. But it is Donald Trump's nomination now. For better or worse, that is what the GOP primary voter prefers. Now, we're going to get into that in detail in a little bit in a moment. I do have to say, we lost someone else last night. This is hard. This is hard for me to say. Just give me a second. I'm going to try to pull myself together here. All right. I feel like I'm ready. Asa Hutchinson dropped out of the presidential race. Just kidding. I didn't even know he was still running. I had no idea. I do politics for a living, and I had no idea Asa Hutchinson was still in the race. And then he came out last night and announced he's leaving. It's like when your liberal Aunt Peggy storms out of Thanksgiving. Then she texts everyone later, and she says, I left. And everyone's all, wait, she was here? Whatever. Asa Hutchinson's gone. Okay, so the Republican primary. Trump shattered the record. He won it. Now, let's discuss a couple things. One, if you're one of the people lamenting this today, and there are many of these, I'm going to get to some of these questions. Someone has some specifics about Nikki Haley. We'll talk about that. Let's say you're on Team DeSantis, and today you are wounded. Judging by my emails, you're wounded. First, let me prep everybody for something. Every single person, no matter who you are. This is the day after an election that really decided something. It did. Everyone knows it. The people who deny it are either stupid or they're lying or they're just too emotional. It decided who the nominee was. So what do you have today? You have today a bunch of people spiking the football, maybe celebrating a little too much, and you have a bunch of people whining, doing sour grapes maybe a little too much. Allow me to give you what I think is a helpful piece of advice. Give some grace for that, no matter which side you're on, because that's how it works every single time there's a political campaign. The day after the winners win, the winners spike the football and do a touchdown dance in your face. The losers claim they're taking their ball and they're going home and you cheated. That's standard politics. Give yourself 24 to 48 hours before you run up to the ledge or anything like that, okay? That's kind of how politics goes. So Donald Trump is the nominee. He's going to be. From here, we go to New Hampshire, They're saying Nikki Haley's going to compete in New Hampshire. Even if she does, it doesn't matter. But that brings us to something we should probably discuss here. The Nikki Haley factor. Jesse, I grew up in Iowa. I have a couple Iowa things here that I think you will find helpful and maybe informative. A little inside scoop stuff, stuff people have sent me. And remember, you can send anything you want. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Send those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's discuss some Iowa caucus stuff, Nikki Haley stuff, Trump stuff. Good things, bad things, problems, whatever. Let's dig into all this. Let's dig into something else first. I want you to be honest with me about something. Just you and me talking. Have you ever in your life, even one time, have you ever slept with flannel sheets? Flannel sheets. Chris, you wear flannel to the office every day because you're not European stylish like me. Have you ever had flannel sheets? Oh, Chris, I'm going to get a hold of my pillow on your behalf, buddy. You have no idea. It's a whole different level. My pillow has flannel sheets now. They're 50% off, and they'll be gone very quickly. They sell out almost immediately every single time. Go get some flannel sheets right now. My pillow has this huge New Year's sale on everything. They're My Pillow 2.0, the six-piece towel sets, mattresses, mattress toppers. The flannel sheets, though, oh my gosh. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse. Go get you some stuff from MyPillow. Now's the time to stock up. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And all right, let's deal with some more Iowa stuff before we get into kind of the illegal immigrant pipeline that we're going to see in the future now and what it means for blue states and things. Before we get into that, I want to dig into this. I think it's pretty revealing about some things. Nikki Haley's going to be a problem. Dear Jesse, I grew up in Iowa. I have friends who volunteered yesterday at the caucus. They were updating me on what was going on throughout the day. They told me that Democratic voters were coming in and changing their registered voting party to Republican. They would then go and vote for Nikki Haley. She knew they were doing this because, of course, they couldn't help themselves and were bragging about it. Sounds like one area in Des Moines even ran out of ballots because so many Dems were doing this. One, why would they do this? Two, why Nikki Haley? Let's talk about this. Why was that a thing? Iowa has a thing where you can change who you're going to vote for. You know, you basically get to pick your primary voter. I want to vote in the Republican primary. I want to vote in the Democrat primary. So why would Democrats do this? Well, you know James Lankford. He's one of my favorite people to dump on. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. He's a United States Senator from Oklahoma. From the red state of Oklahoma. He's also, what's the best way I can describe him? Have you ever, when you were a kid, or did you have daughters or sisters, did she play with Barbies? Did you ever see the Ken doll when she took all his clothes off? What, Chris? I'm going somewhere. You know how it was just kind of flat in the front? That's actually not a Ken doll. That's a doll of James Lankford. Right, that's what he looks like. It's a James Lankford doll. James Lankford, he's the perfect ally for Democrats. This is going to come back to Nikki Haley. Stay with me. Why is he a perfect ally for Democrats? Because in the red state of Oklahoma, when it comes to election year, a Democrat's not going to win there. They can't win there, but they can get something even better than a win there. They can get somebody who appears to be the opposition when in reality, he's on their team. It is beneficial in politics to give the voters the illusion of choice. The illusion of choice. Even Stalin, maybe the most repressive dictator in the history of mankind, did you know he allowed and oftentimes funded an opposition party to himself? They were never allowed to have any real power or actually threaten anything he was doing, but he needed to give the Soviet people the illusion that they could somehow go a different direction or somehow put a check on his power. The people need to believe that they can check the power of the evil monsters in charge. That's James Lankford. That's John Cornyn, John Thune, Mitch McConnell, Tom Tillis. There's an endless conga line of these losers in D.C. Right now, the system is deadly afraid of a second Donald Trump presidency. They're all out there whining about it, acting like Donald Trump is the second coming of Franco or something, which is freaking ridiculous. Here's that Yuval Noah Harari guy.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again? Sure.
I think it's very likely. Mm. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians.
Okay, whatever. Now, you can set aside whether or not that's true. But what the system cannot under any circumstances afford and what they will not allow is a system disruptor. Remember, the system only exists to protect itself. So what's one way you can do that? Either you A, get Nikki Haley into office as the Republican nominee. There's no big loss there. If Nikki Haley was to be elected president, which she won't be, don't worry, but if she was to be elected president, Nikki Haley, she would have the same loser, low-T GOP judges that end up selling us out every single time. She just the other day, we just played the audio for you. I think it was last night. She can't say whether a man can become a woman. Nikki Haley will be the ultimate in controlled opposition, ceding all the ground she can possibly cede to the communists without actually coming out as a communist herself. That's Nikki Haley. Okay, well, they can't get her into office. They can't make her the nominee. She's not popular enough. So if you can't do that, what's the next best thing you can do? And Democrats across America understand this. The next best thing you can do is make sure in any way you can that she performs so well in the Republican primary that Donald Trump picks her as his VP nominee. Therefore, she's not in the White House, but she's right next to the White House. She'll be deeply involved in the White House. Not only that, she would undermine Trump at every turn, the same way most of his staffers always have. She would knife him in the back. She would leak to the media. At every single turn, she would kneecap each and everything he might try to do to disrupt the system. And because communists understand politics is a dirty contact sport, they know they don't need to bother dealing with their primary. They go vote in ours to make sure the controlled opposition remains in D.C. now and forever, making sure the communist agenda always marches forward. That's why they did it. That's how they think. We have to adjust our thinking. We have to adjust how we think about many things. We have to adjust how we think about corporate America as well. We do. I know you already know this, but corporate America, most of it, I was going to say much of it, that's way underselling it. Most of it does not share your values. Most of them are openly hostile to your values. Here's the CEO of United.
How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class of the classes will be women or people of color. Today.
You know who you never hear about that blatant anti-white racism, the blatant misogyny? You know who you never hear that from? Pure Talk. Oh, you'll hear all kinds of that from Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Pure Talk loves you, no matter what your skin color or gender is. Pure Talk loves the country. They love freedom. You don't have to have your garbage cell phone service switch to Pure Talk. Takes 10 minutes on the phone. We pay half of what we were paying at T-Mobile for four lines. Half. And I get to support with my money a company that actually shares my values. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Tonight's the night to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We'll go back to the Iowa caucus stuff here in just a couple minutes. I have to do a couple quick things. First and foremost, as you are well aware, I'm a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
No, I don't have any breaking news right now, so I'm going to cut it off. But you know, we break the hard news on this show. A serious, credible journalist, am I not? Now, as a journalist, I admire other journalists. And what I admire most is when journalists, they don't just take a story at face value. They dig. They pursue the truth. If you're doing a story on somebody, it's only good journalism. I learned this in journalism school. Just kidding. I never went to any journalism schools. But it's only good journalism to reach out to somebody for comment. So, look, I don't know who this lady is. This is out of LA, I believe, California. I want to applaud her, though. You want to talk about doing your due diligence.
And since December, the chief says the department has enhanced its training in de-escalation, tactical communication, and crisis intervention. We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
Look, if he doesn't want to comment, that's on him. They reached out. If he doesn't want to respond, if he's going to rudely not say anything just because he was murdered, that's his problem. All right? Now, also, just a quick side thing. The illegal immigration topic's not going to stop because they keep flooding the country on purpose. This is a central part of the communists' plan to destroy America. A central part. Remember, there are so many controversies and so many scandals that we can all, myself included, very much so, we can get confused. We can miss the big stories for side stories. Illegal immigration is one of the stories, not just of America, of the Western world. One of the giant overarching stories of the entire Western world, especially over the last 20 years or so, is Western governments importing third world hordes into their nation, watering down, gutting their nation from the inside, and importing new people who will be loyal to them against the wishes of their citizens. Our people are doing the same thing here. Now, I need to explain something very clearly. I do see this as a potential huge fight domestically. What kind of fight? I don't know. Maybe a bad kind. Here's what I mean. Kathy Hochul, Governor Kathy Hochul, New York, she just unveiled a budget for this year. $2.4 billion with a B is going to be spent on illegals. Of course, this article calls them migrants, but whatever. Well, New York doesn't have an extra $2.4 billion. And they're not like the federal government. They can't just start printing money. Doesn't work that way. If you're going to have $2.4 billion for the illegals, you have to A, tax your citizens more to suck more money out of their wallets, and or B, you have to cut things. Well, Democrats remain in power by handing out things, not cutting things. Government handouts, it's how they do business. So just stay with me. I'm getting to the conflict part of this. Now, this is just something maybe you want to write down, Chris, more of a longer prediction thing, but I see it coming. I'm telling you, I see it coming. Red states, they came up with a political stunt that was brilliant. Some political stunts are stupid,
some political stunts are brilliant. This is one of the more masterful ones I've seen, especially out of the GOP, who never does anything right. The GOP started putting illegals on buses and shipping them to New York. Ah, hey, you guys want to go to New York? Look, they're not even making them. You just ask them, and they're all, well, yeah, sure. I'm going to go to New York. Sure, let's go to New York. Or it's more like C. Chris, that means yes in Mexican. I'm trying to teach you. You know, it doesn't matter. Sure, C, senor. That's what they said. And off to New York they went. And as they're leaving, they leaned out the bus window and they said,
Buenas tardes.
But the problem is New York can't have unending amounts of illegals because they can't print money. There's a budget. What I'm saying is this. There is no way the communists who run this nation are going to continue to allow the red states to ship illegals into blue states and bankrupt those states. They're not going to allow that pipeline to continue because they're not going to want blue America to collapse while red America thrives by deporting these people. What does that mean? I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I can 100% see a nasty conflict between states like Texas and the federal government. Texas is already out there doing things like putting up razor wire, trying to stop things on the border. Immediately, the Biden administration steps in. They start suing Texas. The communists who run the nation, they don't want New York to be broken financially because Texas ships all its illegals there. They're not going to allow that to continue without end. What does that look like? I don't know. But they're not going to stop the illegals, and they're not going to allow Texas to continue shipping them to New York. Where do we go from there? Conflict is where we go from there. What kind? I don't know. I certainly hope it's nothing significant, as it could be, but that's going to be a bad situation. Also, I need to clarify, we have a bunch of World Economic Forum talk to do on the show. We have some military stuff to cover. We have a huge show tonight. There will be no guests, no more calls, no more none of that stuff. There's going to be all kinds of other things we have to get to. I'm going to try to wrap up some of this Iowa talk. Jesse, caucuses are the best way to vote. I was a caucus captain for Vivek last night. I was shooting the breeze with like-minded people, so on and so forth. No regrets caucusing for Vivek. It was worth it giving my stump speech for Vivek and seeing how horrified Nikki voters were when I said Vivek would shut down the FBI. I followed your advice and voted for the man who earned my vote by working his butt off by promising to shut down the FBI and making voting access harder. I will do it again if he re-earns my vote in 2020. By the way, 3 out of 3 Nikki voters told me they would vote for Liz Cheney if she ran. All 3 were white women. Like I said, whoever you caucused for, whoever you worked for, made phone calls, donated time, money, energy for, I respect you for getting involved. This guy, he's hurting today. Remember, half the GOP base is doing backflips today. Half are hurting. Whichever half you're on, you should realize that about the other half. This guy's on the hurting front. I'm going to shrink this email down for time purposes. Oracle, I'm in need of your wisdom and guidance. Former President Trump just won the Iowa caucus. Looks like he'll sail to the nomination. I'm a heavy D fan. My issue with President Trump is I've already rented this car and it broke down hard when we needed it most. He goes on to talk about the deficit and Fauci and small businesses and warp speed and all the other things. And then he says, so my question is, how do I vote for Trump in the general? I've already rented this car. Why would I expect different results? Do I just continue to vote local and down ballot and let the chips fall where they may? Thank you, Oracle. And if you're a Trump fan today, this question sounds ridiculous to you. Everyone should just come on board, right? But people are sore and they're hurting today. And I've had a ton of, yeah, my boy Trump did it in the emails. And I've had a ton of emails like this. Jesse, what do I do? What do I do for the general? Okay, let's have an honest conversation about that. It's just you and me talking. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yes, I'm going to get to the Iran stuff, and we have to do some military talk tonight, World Economic Forum stuff. There's a lot to get to tonight. I'm talking some people off the ledge and doing all kinds of things. All right. This guy, I'm not going to go through the email again. He's a DeSantis guy. He's way out on Trump, mad about a lot of things, the spending and the COVID and the Fauci stuff. And basically, this is what he said. How do I vote for Trump again in the general? I've rented this car. Why would I expect different results? Well, first, let me reiterate something I've said many times. Chris, did you catch that word I just used? Reiterate? What? Don't shake your head. That's a big word for us. I've been doing a lot of reading, and I kept reading up on that, and I thought, I'm dropping that on tonight's show. Then people will think I'm educated. What, Chris? You're just jealous. You've never used that word. You don't even know what it means. Anyway, let me reiterate what I've said again and again and again. I have never told you how to vote. I have never judged you for your vote. You vote for people I don't like, and I tell you I don't like them. And you still know you're welcome to listen to the show and email the show and talk to me about it. Because you know I don't judge you for your vote or your non-vote. I view our problem in America as having a lack of people who care. I saw a statistic from last night, and I actually am hoping it's wrong. I don't think it is, that 14% of the GOP voted in Iowa's primary last night. Doesn't matter which candidate you prefer. That's a complete and utter disgrace. How embarrassing. Get off your daggone butt and care. Care about the place you live. Whatever. Anyway. We don't have a shortage of people in this country who vote like me. We have a shortage of people who care. People don't care. My friends, you have them, the norms and normas in your life. This is what frustrates me to no end. It's not the dirty commie. It's not liberal Aunt Peggy. I know she's a demon and I have to defeat her. I got that. It's my buddy who agrees with me on everything. And then I ask, hey, did you vote on the school board race like I told you to? Nah, sorry. I had T-ball practice. I didn't feel like it after. I had a beer. Anyway, the game was on. You catch the game? That's who frustrates me. We have a lack of people who give a crap about the country we've been given. So you email me today. You are obviously not a Trump fan anymore. And you tell me, how do I vote for him again in the general? Do I just vote local and down ballot and whatnot? And here's what I'll tell you. Two things. One, today, as we speak right now, we're less than 24 hours removed from Trump curb stomping the rest of the GOP field in Iowa. Maybe give yourself another day or two before you make any pronouncements. And I've seen this both ways. Let me clarify. I see this from elated Trump hardcores today. Woohoo! Let's rub everyone's faces in it. Everyone who voted for someone else. I've got a list. I'm checking it twice. You're out forever. Maybe give yourself 24, 48 hours. Calm down. You're going to need these people back with you. Calm down. If you lost last night and half the GOP primary did, remember, Trump got half the vote. That means half the people wanted someone else. So I'm speaking to half the people now. And you lost. Today, I understand exactly how you feel. I've lost two congressional races. As I said last night, I know how bad it hurts. It hurts. And you're raw. And I'll be honest with you about something. You ready for this? Here's some naked honesty for you. At least, I would say for a week, maybe longer, maybe it was a year, I had bitterness towards the people in southern Arizona where my district was. Not, I wasn't just carrying around some weight on my shoulders, but if you brought them up to me, I'd go, ah, screw them. They don't want it, screw them. I know it hurts. I know that stuff comes up the next day. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you to vote or not vote for anybody in the general. Anybody. I'm just saying, whether you're doing backflips today, woohoo, we did it, or crying in your cereal, give yourself another couple days to let the emotions pass
before you make these gigantic pronouncements. I'm never voting Trump. I'm never letting the anti-Trump people back in the movement. Just give yourself a little bit of time there. All right. Now, if at the end of that time you decide you're not going to vote for Donald Trump in the general, that's fine. At least you care enough. You're not voting for the right reasons. I've told you, I intend to vote for the Republican nominee. The Republican nominee is going to be Trump. Unless he picks Nikki Haley as his VP, I am going to vote for Donald Trump enthusiastically. If he picks Nikki Haley, I'll probably just leave it blank, to be honest with you. I'm not voting for that woman. That woman will never, ever, ever in any way cast my vote ever. I don't think he will. I hope I'm wrong about that. But unless he picks Nikki Haley, I'm voting for Trump. You're not going to. That's fine. At least we both care. At least we both care enough to get involved. We are the people who care enough to be involved, to get involved. The Vivek people, they care enough to get involved and be involved. They're not the enemy. They're not the problem. We need more people who give a crap. I'm not going to try to talk you off of some ledge. If Trump is a bridge too far for you now, you're mad about this, you're mad about that. I get it. I'm mad about a lot of the things you're mad about. I talk about it on the radio all the time. You're not going to get an ounce of judgment for me. I bless you to it. It's your vote. It's the only political power you have. You don't give it away for anybody. Not me, not this guy, not that guy. You hold that vote and treasure that vote and do with it whatever you want. As long as you do something with it, that's what I care about. Good for you. All right? All right. Now, before we do any more caucus talk, Iowa caucus talk, what, Chris? The World Economic Forum is meeting right now. And there are some very revealing things coming out of the World Economic Forum. They're saying things that even sound good. Some sound bad. It's all bad, though. And we'll discuss those things in a little more detail. I have all kinds of sound and whatnot for it before we get to that. Let's make sure of this. However you feel about the 2024 election, the state, the government, the military, the world, whatever, we still have to take care of ourselves first. You can't save the country. You can't save your school board. You can't do any of those things if you are weak and pathetic. It's time to begin natural herbal supplements. Every single person, everyone should be taking natural herbal supplements. Nobody gets all the nutrition they need. And so as a result, we go the big pharma route and then we poison our bodies even more. And it's this endless cycle. Then we need more big pharma. Stop that. Go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q. Whatever your desire is, whatever your needs are, they have the best natural herbal supplements for it. And they're our people. They're anti-communists. They don't hide it. It's who they are. Don't you love that? Don't you want to support that? Chalk.com. C-H-O-Q.com. I highly recommend the stacks. Male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Jesse. World Economic Forum talk. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.